Preface. This book pays homage to a man I consider one of my chief mentors and kindred spirits, though I never actually had the pleasure of studying or working with him. When I was a business student in the late 1980s, I fell in love with Peter F. Drucker's book, The Effective Executive, The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done. It delivers a huge amount of useful, real-world information in fewer than 200 pages. It's still my favorite business book of all time, and I learn something new every time I read it. Drucker published the first edition of The Effective Executive in 1967. While the book has weathered the years well, some of the concepts are a bit dated, particularly with today's technology and social customs. Drucker doesn't cover the electronics revolution that swept the business world in the 1980s. Even in later editions, and in this book, executives are men and women are secretaries. I don't believe he intended to be sexist, however, because the secretarial pool was the main foothold women had in business then. Regardless, I believe the time is right to update Drucker's concepts for the 21st century. Doing the Right Things Right, How the Effective Executive Spends Time, focuses on time management strategies that today's executives can use to quickly obtain profitable, productive results by managing the